League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast, off-season edition. We're here in the depths of winter, December. Formula One has been and gone, and we now have to scrape the barrel for all of the news that is happening. But we've got some news that we can talk about today, and it is about sprint races, probably the most polarizing topic in the Formula One fandom. You either absolutely despise it or absolutely love it. There doesn't seem to be any sort of happy medium going on here. We're also live on Twitch, WTF1 official, if you don't follow us already. And yeah, it's been announced 6 races for 2023, which we knew already. We didn't know what the venues were. The venues have been announced, haven't they, Katie Fairman?
They have perfectly timed as I took a sip of tea. Excellent.
I don't know why I did it like that as well. It's Fairman, but I was like, because I was in my head, I was like, that's not Fairman, but I'm sorry. I can't stop doing it.
It's okay. It's one of those things. But yeah, we've got 6 venues now, some familiar places that we've had sprints before, others brand new. And yeah, I'm excited by the look of that lineup. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm one of these people, hated sprints when they started, was like, takes away from everything. But the last few have been quite good. So maybe I'm beginning to sway more towards team sprint than I hate everything.
Team
and
sprint. All that team sort of no stuff. Practice if you're Tommy. Before we actually get into it, I want to highlight that I'm wearing a special jumper.
Well.
Yes. Günther Steiner, yes. Jingle Bell. I'm not going to say the next bit, but yes, we've got some Christmas stuff on the website right now. And if you're listening on audio, it's the Jingle Bell. I can say it, Fock, which of course is Günther Steiner. So yeah, there you go. Thought I'd show you. Anyway, the 6 venues for the 2023 sprint races are Azerbaijan, Austria, Belgium, Qatar, United States, COTA, Brazil. Those are the 6. And we're going to dive into each and every one of them, kind of assess whether we think it's going to be a good sprint race or not, and give a little overall rating of out of 10 of how happy we are to see that as a sprint race for next year. So let's start with Azerbaijan, shall we? The absolute chaos that is the streets of Baku. I've taken quite well to this as a sprint race because I think Baku is chaos. And how do you make more chaos? Have another start there. So for me, I think it makes quite a lot of sense for Azerbaijan to be a sprint race. When you look at the overall 6 that we can see, I would say 4 out of the 6 are decent overtaking opportunity tracks, maybe 2 slightly more questionable. But Azerbaijan absolutely fits the bill for me of give it a go, give it a whirl, try it, see if sprint races work there. And I don't see why not. Azerbaijan has given us many a great race. And especially in those first few laps when DRS is activated and you have that really long straight. And if we have a headwind into there, then my God, we're going to get 7 abreast. So I am quite happy to see sprint races in Azerbaijan.
We got the chance to see a very small sprint in Baku last year when obviously everything had to be red flagged and we got like a 2-3 lap sprint to the end. So we've had a little bit of a taster, and I know that the circumstances around that were just insane with like Hamilton accidentally whacking his magic button and flying off. But we still saw so much action in those 2 laps. So yeah, I feel like Baku could be a really good one. Also, Baku is just one of my favourite races on the calendar. And the fact that qualifying is normally a bit manic and they've normally got 3 practice sessions before then, the fact that we're only going to have 1 practice before we go into qualifying, that's going to be absolute chaos. So yeah, I'm really happy with the choice of this one. Normally, if you say sort of street circuit and the F1 sprint, you might think, oh, you know, it might be a bit difficult to overtake. But Baku's built and designed in such a way that there are plenty of overtaking opportunities. You know, think of the amount of overtakes we might get down that long start finish straight that we've got there. I'm excited for this one. This is the one that I saw and was like, oh, that is tasty. That's nice.
I'm looking at the Twitch chat right now, and Baku straight might be good for the sprint, says Coastal Rookie. And I think generally speaking, it does seem as though Baku could be the best sprint, says Matt Young. So I am of the same opinion. I think it's a good track to give it a go at. And, you know, as you say, I forgot about that last couple of laps that we saw, that chaotic ending to the Azerbaijan GP then. But yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I think that, you know, it could be quite interesting with obviously the safety cars and sprint races there. Obviously it probably bought 20 odd laps, but it could throw in, we could get a safety car there, because I think the one thing we've always mentioned, right, was are drivers going to take risks because it's sprint races? But I think that it's a categorical yes, that they do take risks and they're drivers. And as soon as you put them in the cockpit, they're going to try something. So yeah, I'm a big fan of Baku being on the sprint race calendar. Tommy, of course, isn't here. He's off today, but I know for a fact he's firstly going to be happy there's six sprints, and secondly going to be happy that Baku is one of them. I'm going to give it a solid 9 out of 10 excitement for Azerbaijan.
I was thinking the same. Yeah, like an 8 or a 9, I think. I can't remember who you said you were in the chat, but whoever said that could be the best sprint, I think you could be right there. So yeah, start off strong with the sprints next year.
You can't say 8 or 9, Katie. The whole ruling.
Oh,
right,
sorry. I'll say 9. 9.
You can't go 8.5. So we know this, right? We don't do it in halves. I gave you 10 points to choose from. 8 or 9? No. Okay. 9.
I'll go for a 9.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Excellent. So that's Azerbaijan. The second one is Austria. Now, we've seen Austria previously.
Yeah.
It's kind of my noise to sum up Austria being another sprint race. I don't massively think it lends itself too well to sprint races, in my opinion. It's just not a track that's easy to overtake. It's very short. I know it worked out well for Charles Leclerc in the end this year.
So therefore, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, because he didn't win the sprint, did he? But he won the main race. But no, for me, I don't know. Austria, clearly there are reasons that are beyond just what will be exciting when Formula One make these decisions. But for me, yeah, I think Austria, I'm probably least excited out of the six. Yeah, I'm straight up going to just give it a solid 4 out of 10. Not that excited. Sorry, Austria.
Okay. Well, like you say, we saw Austria host a sprint earlier this year. And from memory, there were some good parts to it. I think wasn't that when we had the whole Schumacher-Magnussen position thing and Mick, like, proper... That
still
was
not forgiven Magnussen.
Challenged. Yeah, but he channeled his dad. Like, he looks so much like Michael in that media pen after, because he was furious. But yeah, I think it was a good sprint, but we'll have to wait and see. I think, like you say, there are probably better venues on the calendar around that sort of European part that they could have chosen. But I don't know. It's just a safe option, I think.
Why are we not going back to Silverstone? I know it wasn't the great last time we did sprint.
British bias.
I know. It is British bias. But for me, I don't know. I just feel like Austria is such an underwhelming sprint race location. I just don't think it lends itself well, as I say. And I think the likes of Silverstone, maybe we were a bit unlucky for the time we did have a sprint race there. And we were, of course, actually there in person, which we were very lucky to experience. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like some place like Silverstone, which hopefully lends itself a bit better to overtaking, would be good. So what would your rating be, Katie, for Austria?
I'll go 6.
6?
Out of 10. It's funny because you'd mentioned Silverstone. And F1 Media, which is their official account where they share all the press releases and stuff, shared a clip that said, or an article, Formula One announced 6 venues, and they used a picture of Silverstone for it. So you probably find loads of people.
Did
like,
they?
They've
baited
exciting.
Us.
They did. They baited us.
Oh my goodness.
So
also, How does it work? We probably won't be able to answer this, but just the question is obviously like these six venues have probably been selling tickets for next year, right? So how does that work in terms of how they factor in pricing and stuff? So like, for example, Azerbaijan's not that late into next year. And like, did they always know they were going to be a sprint race? Because now, like when a fan buys maybe a Friday ticket or whatever, they're getting a lot more for their buck than what they would have been previously. So I don't know. It's a question that no one will be able to answer. But I just, you know, I wonder how early these decisions are actually made compared to when we actually get told. But yeah, moving away from Austria now, and we go to the next track, which is Belgium. Spa-Francorchamps is the next sprint location. And it's funny because I feel like this one gets a free pass for terrible races, which we discussed this year, and we've discussed many years, I think, that it is an absolute iconic track. Just over 7 kilometers worth of gorgeousness. But unless you get like crazy weather or something, I don't know, Spa doesn't seem to actually give us.
And even when you get crazy weather, you don't get racing, as it would turn out last year.
That was bad. That was bad.
You've just bad really that, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry, upset sorry people some that went, people that went. Yeah.
In 2021. But no, I feel like this is someone that people will really look forward to and it will be terrible. That's how I actually see this one. I think it makes sense to try it as a sprint, but I actually don't think it will be very good. So for me, I'm going to give it a 6 because it's Spa, but clip this up. I reckon Belgium will be, Austria, it's going to be close. I think those two will be contenders for the worst sprint race of the season. That's what I think. And you can clip it up all you want, but I think, I don't think Spa will be very good.
No, I mean, for me, Spa always has like an interesting, exciting start. So for that reason, I think it's going to be really good. And maybe the fact that we won't get the full 300 plus kilometer race first will mean that the 100 kilometer race will be much more exciting because there'll be a lot more crammed in. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see, because Spa as well has got a slightly different slot on the calendar next year. So it's going to be on July 30th, which is the last race before we get our summer break, which would normally be something like Hungary. So yeah, it could be maybe slightly different weather conditions. I don't really know. I mean, Spa has its own microclimate anyway, but I do see your point of thinking that you see Spa and you instantly think of, oh, that's one of my favorite races on the calendar. Like, it's just magnificent, like the way the circuit is. But when it comes down to the actual racing, sometimes it can get like there can be lulls in the race. Or if you're somebody like Max Verstappen, who started like 14th or something on race day and then was up to first within a few laps, like at least it proves there's overtaking opportunities. But it might be another case of, I don't know, say we see some engine penalties there, that kind of thing. Like, the grid is just going to end up sorting itself out again quite soon, come Sunday. So yeah, I feel like you're right in the sense that it might be a bit boring.
I think it will be. There's no disrespect to Spa, as I say, but it's just something about it that doesn't lend itself very well to racing at the moment. Weirwood in the Twitch chat says, this exists. This is the Spa deal. So they can say, Spa, we gave you two races and both sucked. You're off the calendar.
Oh.
There was a lot of talk, wasn't there, about the future of Spa and whatnot. And I don't think this will probably be the test bed of whether they would get rid of it in the future, but that is an interesting angle to take. So Spa, I'm going to give a 6. What did you give, Katie? What are you going to give?
I'll give it a 7.
7? Okay.
My things are all over the place.
Yeah. I think it'll be rubbish. 7 out of 10.
Oh, that's true. But then I gave Austria a 6, so I've kind of shot myself in the
Yeah,
foot
you've
that,
you've
so.
You've gone, oh, Katie with
I've
really
peaked
nice
too
grade.
Soon.
Shock.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information, so don't be that person. The reason why I use ExpressVPN is because internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the US, they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants, who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number 1 by Business Insider and The Verge.
Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/WTF1 and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/WTF1. Again, that's expressvpn.com/WTF1. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. You can get 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/WTF1. Manscaped is a one-stop shop for all of your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Platinum Package 4.0, plus loads of little presents perfect for stocking stuffers. What better holiday gift than giving the gift of good hygiene and a few laughs? Manscaped offers a handful of their liquid formulations. Shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything they could need to keep it clean. Don't let their chestnuts roast in the wrong boxes. Get them a pair of Manscaped boxers, specially made to keep the area cool and provide holiday comfort all year round. The Shears 2.0 is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the travelling man. Get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/WTF1. That's right, 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/WTF1. Manscaped, for a perfect gift that will be the holiday's biggest hit.
Right, now we move to our fourth sprint race, which is Qatar. Mm. Now, there's a bit of confusion about where we're actually going to be racing when it comes to when we go to Qatar. Has there been any confirmation as to where we at? Because a lot of people are thinking it's the LaSalle International Circuit, which is what we did before. And that's my understanding. But
yeah,
I mean, they used a picture, didn't they, from when they did race at Qatar for their announcement on Formula One. So that's what I'm going with here, is that we'll go back to the LaSalle International Circuit, which, of course, stepped in during the COVID times.
That's what the official F1 calendar says. So yeah. I assume that is
we'll
correct.
Go with that then. So because originally there was going to be this whole new purpose-built track, wasn't there? And that was the whole plan. But that's not happened yet. So yeah, this one, it wasn't the worst track in the world, but it's
we
a MotoGP
got a Fernando Alonso
track.
Podium. So it
we
was
did
a
get
10
a Fernando Alonso podium, and one of the best moves at the start of a Grand Prix ever on Gasly, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Start, when those two were like towards the front of the field, which was brilliant. But it's an okay track, but as we know, it is as I say, a MotoGP track. It's more sort of rounded off corners rather than hard braking zones. Maybe it will lend itself well to the new regulation of cars because they can follow closer. But it's kind of a mediocre sort of, all right, Qatar should be okay. But again, I don't think it's going to be a crazy sort of, well, at least on paper, it doesn't seem like it's going to be the best thing ever, but I think it'll be better than Belgium and Austria. So for that reasoning, I gave Spa a 6. Damn it, I should have given Spa, I'm going to give Spa a 5, and I'm going to give Qatar a 6.
Interesting. See, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say that it will be worse than Austria and Belgium.
Ooh.
I think, yeah. Like the race itself was interesting, but from memory, and this is going a long way back, it's over a year ago now, so it's really like in one ear out the other for me, but there was obviously a lot of tire issues. It's quite a rough abrasive track, and there were loads of punches as a result of that. But then we're probably not going to see that in the sprint, because unless everybody pops on soft tires and literally like everybody gets punches by the penultimate lap, which I don't think is going to happen. Like, I doubt that's really going to be a scenario we'll see. It'll be a night race, I assume. So it'll probably be a bit cooler as well. So I don't know. I saw this one. It just didn't really fill me with much excitement. I just feel like they've put it on there because lots of people, this is just my personal opinion, I think are going to be a bit like we had with Saudi Arabia coming onto the calendar for the first season. A lot of people might have their reasons for not wanting to watch that race. So by putting Qatar and a sprint race together, it forces people to sort of tune into more sessions. So you can't just skip Friday now if you don't want to watch it, because you're going to miss qualifying and all this kind of stuff. Could be completely wrong, but that's like kind of my thinking of what they've done. Or maybe, yeah, just to get more eyeballs on it because it is a new circuit coming in and they want to get that excitement and engagement going. Because, yeah, I wouldn't look at Qatar out of all of the other, you know, circuits that we've got on the calendar and think, yes, that is exactly where we should have a sprint. Like, there are better suited tracks, in my opinion, than Qatar would be. So Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I think I'll give this a 5 out of 10.
That's all right. So I'm going to put you on the spot now and say, what would you replace it with? What track would you...
Let me have a look at the
calendar. Yeah, have a look at the calendar. And what would you...
Suzuka.
Instead? I mean, Suzuka. It's a good shout.
Singapore, maybe. But I think I would probably pick Suzuka. It's literally the race before. And okay. I just love Suzuka. And we didn't get it to see it in its full gloriousness because of the blimmin' weather. So
yeah, that was...
I would go Suzuka.
Okay, cool. So that's Qatar done. The penultimate sprint race is going to be at the United States Circuit of the Americas, which, yeah, sign me up. Give me a bit of COTA, more of COTA every day of the week. I'm very excited to see COTA as one of the sprint races. I think it's a brilliant track. It's, I would say, slightly underrated in a lot of people's opinions. When you look at the calendar, it's definitely top five in my book. In terms of tracks, of course, it takes a lot of the best parts of other tracks and stuck it into one. So for me, am I as excited as Azerbaijan? Because I can't go halves, which is what I was thinking of doing there, but I can't do that.
You can't do that after you racing me at the start.
No, I think, yeah, an 8 out of 10 excitement for me for COTA. I think it will be a decent sprint.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly safe place to put a sprint race. We've had some good races there in the past. I'm not as excited for the United States Grand Prix as I am for like Baku or something like that. So it'll have to go underneath Baku, which was a 9. So I'll give COTA an 8. But yeah, just a sound track, great for overtaking, but no more Danny Rick arriving on a horse. I mean, he could still do that. But it'd just be a
driver.
Red Bull horse.
Yeah, that's...
It's a bit of a, like, you know, risky move as soon as you've not actually got a full-time race seat anymore. But you never know. Maybe he can spend his time away from racing thinking of an even bolder entrance. Maybe like flying through helicopter, parachuting, that kind of vibe.
I love how, you know, you've somehow made this about Daniel Ricciardo, which is impressive.
I can't help it. I think of COTA and I think of Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah. And it's just, yeah.
Which is amazing because he's Australian.
I know. It's crazy.
But yes, I doubt he's going to be arriving on a horse next year, but let's see.
Maybe a little donkey or something instead.
Oh, that's harsh.
No.
What was that? Sorry.
No, sorry.
I missed that noise. What was that?
No, it's fine.
I'm sure someone will clip that up.
Instantly regretted it.
Okay, so that's the USGP, COTA. Of course, there are three venues in America, but as far as I'm aware, the United States Grand Prix is still COTA. I don't know what the other two are going to be called. Are they also going to be
Miami
called?
Grand Prix and Las Vegas Grand Prix.
Is that literally what it's called? Okay, there you go. Easy peasy. Did you guys ever receive your Danny Rick merch, says Seventh Tom?
No. I'm ready to.
He never responded, did
that.
He?
I might give him a nudge. Hope you're enjoying retirement. Psst. Oh, sorry, sabbatical, babe. Where's my merch?
Wow. Oh, my God. If you actually said retirement, .. sabbatical, babe.
No,
all
I didn't.
All right, Mika Häkkinen. you know, hopefully he comes back.
I think he will.
Fingers crossed, you know, you get your merch and you can live happily ever after. And finally, the sprint race that is a straight 10. There's no other number for it. It's Brazil. Interlagos, what a track. If they hadn't included Brazil after especially what happened this year, it is the perfect venue, not just for sprint races, not just for practice, not just for qualifying, but just for Formula One. Give me 30 races around this damn track now, and I would genuinely be happy. I honestly would. We could have one track for the entire calendar. Brazil is 10 out of 10, a million out of 10. Everyone in the chat is also saying 10 out of 10. There's no more to say about it. It's the perfect racetrack, the perfect venue. It's got everything. The weather. Ah, lovely. Mwah! Glorious.
It is perfect. So good that my internet just dropped out as you did that. So that's really great.
It did,
but
yeah.
Yeah, I literally don't have much more to add. Like, it's just the perfect place. And yeah, we've had the sprint there. This will be its third consecutive year as a sprint, and both times before it, excellent sprint races. So, you know, no pressure into Lagos, but we're all expecting you to be the best here. So
yeah, they've set themselves up for failure now, haven't they? They need to have like a fight for the win. They have to have a bit of controversy. They have to have everything. Otherwise, oh, that was a rubbish Brazilian Grand Prix.
We can't
Prix,
even say like you need to get Haas on pole because we've literally already had that.
Like so a I don't Haas know. On pole.
I don't know how
what
it can top
they
it.
What were they thinking? There is no way of topping it. Like the only thing, Latifi being on pole would have been the only thing more shocking. But he was out in Q1. So, I mean, look,
maybe bring him back for that one sprint event.
Latifi brought back in.
The places Max Verstappen.
Didn't he, I think he qualified like 16th, which was obviously like, it's kind of like pole position for him there around there. Oh. So, bless him. Williams on pole. Yeah, maybe next year. But yeah, that is, yeah, Brazil 100% my number one sprint race. And I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, those are the six sprints: Azerbaijan, Austria, Belgium, Qatar, United States, and Brazil. What would be the one track? Is it Suzuka? Or is there another track, Katie, that you would say absolutely had to be on the sprint, on this sprint race calendar that isn't?
Well, we could either go with just like ones that I just want to see more racing on. So maybe like a Canada. I do love the
I'd like to
circuit
just race at Canada, you know.
Yeah, that'd I do nice. Love that circuit. I quite like Imola last year. That was good. I love the Imola circuit. But once again, that kind of, well, we had a battle for the lead in that one with Verstappen and Leclerc, but it did the kind of same thing where we had a crazy qualifying on the Friday and then it sort of made the starting grid more normal come Sunday. But I guess that's just the DNA of the sprint now. But yeah, I'd maybe go for a Canada, maybe a Hungary. I know okay. It's, I find that quite an underrated track. I know I say it every time on this podcast, but I do like the Budapest circuit.
How I would improve the sprint race calendar, huh? I hear you ask, Katie.
Sorry, Matt, how would you improve it? I'm kidding. What would you add? Sorry.
How I would change the 2023 sprint race calendar. So I would get rid of Austria, put that in the bin. Get rid of Qatar in the bin. Maybe even get rid of Belgium, but we'll come back to that. Austria, get rid of that. Sakhir, that needs to be a sprint race. Bahrain, what a track. That just please give us a like sprint race around there. Absolutely. So Bahrain, 100%. Azerbaijan, I'm happy with. United States, I'm happy with. Brazil, I'm happy with. Monza, come on, that needs to be a sprint again. That come on, just give us what we need. And finally, am I getting rid of Spa? Yeah, I'm getting rid of Spa and putting in Canada. I think those six would be awesome. So Bahrain, United States, Brazil, Monza. I'm losing Bahrain. I said Bahrain. You know what I mean. Whatever I said, that's that. Yeah, go back to it, right? Okay, because I think those... Right, let me do that
the
again.
The coffee is definitely worn off.
Right. Bahrain.
Yep, that's
yes.
Right.
Azerbaijan, yes. Canada, yes. get rid of Spa, put in Silverstone, yes.
Okay.
Put in Monza. And then
got one there.
Oh God, I've only got one left. What have I done?
What have you done?
Oh God. I've messed up here. I've really messed up here. Now I have to choose between Brazil and, well, obviously it's going to be Brazil. I've had to choose between that and the USGP and COTA. Oh God. Okay, get rid of Silverstone and keep COTA. There you go. Whatever that was. That was really unclear. But yeah, the coffee's clearly wearing off. So yeah, that's what I would do. Basically just the six best tracks.
And that's why
racing.
I didn't ask you. I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking.
On that note, Katie, final thoughts?
No. Oh, that's so mean. Final thoughts, still related to sprint, but yeah, I guess more teams will be getting more money for having extra sprints because we've normally only had three. So they'll be getting a bit of extra cash to deal with any kind of extras they need for the sprint. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, basically... more Wonga going into teams' pockets to equal it out.
Yes.
Now I'm the one that can't speak.
That's fine.
Fantastic podcasting from us both.
Yeah, some people in the chat have said Monza Sprint was a bit meh, wasn't it? But I want to give it another chance. I want to... Yeah. It wasn't great.
It helped because it got Danny Rick further up the grid and we know what happened there.
Oh, he's such a fangirl.
But he still won't send me merch. Thanks, Daniel. Yes, that's really nice of you.
No, I'd give Monza another chance personally. So there you go. Right, that is it. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this WTF1 podcast on the 2023 Sprint Races, hashtag WTF1 podcast. If you want to get involved in the discussion, follow us on Twitch, WTF1 official. If you want to get some Christmas merch, go to the shop, WTF1, shop.wtf1.com, and you can fill your boots to your heart's content. That is it. Some F1 news. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the chaotic Twitch stream if you're over on here, and we will see you very soon for another podcast. Bye!
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.